Here are Friday's Newcastle United headlines, and we'll start with some team news ahead of the visit of Crystal Palace on Saturday. And Fabrizio Colaccini and Daryl Janmaat both remain absent. Colaccini has a calf problem. Janmaat is recovering from groin and hand injuries. Both are set to resume training next week, meaning they can be involved in the run-in, but the game against Palace comes too soon. Of course, our goalkeepers Tim Krul and Rob Elliott are both sidelined, as are Stephen Taylor and Masadio Haidara. Well, now on to the thoughts of Andros Townsend. He's happy with his own form so far since his switch from Spurs and is convinced that Newcastle can pull clear of danger. Well, this is what Townsend's had to say. I've been happy with the amount of goals and assists I've been able to contribute to this team. I know the hard work starts now. We've got three games left, and if we're going to stay up, not just me, but on the whole front four, we're going to need to contribute with goals and assists. We're a confident bunch of boys, especially at St James's Park, where we know we're a match for anyone. We've shown this season we're a match for anyone at home. Palace are a good side, but we're going to go into the game full of confidence and hoping to get another 3 points. Well, after facing Palace, Newcastle travel to rock bottom Aston Villa on the 7th of May before completing the campaign with a home fixture against Townsend's former club Spurs. We'll finish with some transfer talk, and it's been suggested that Rafa Benitez is planning a move for Kieran Gibbs of Arsenal, providing Newcastle avoid the drop down to the Championship. The Gunners are apparently open to a sale due to the fact he is behind Nacho Monreal in the pecking order. A £12 million bid has been suggested, although of course at this stage it is just speculation, because Gibbs will not be available for Newcastle if they drop down to the second tier of English football.